I'm talking about everything else you do. That surprised me so much.
Oh.
That's actually, as far as I'm concerned, the best part of the album.
All right. Since we don't have any resolutions or presentations today, I'll just call the meeting to order now. It is 5:04. Could we get a roll call?
David Brown. Catherine Farrell. Elise Forcier. Andy Garcia Ortiz. Bridget Hayes.
I'm here.
Michelle Heaney.
Here.
Aksa Iqbal. Vikans.
Yeah,
Bridget. Ocean Karim.
Present.
Ava LaGressa.
Here.
Malika. Jesse Lopez.
Here.
Xander Lynch.
Here.
Annika McGraw. Malia Matthews.
Here.
Dhruv Parekh. Bhavin Patel.
Here.
Olivia Perkins.
Here.
Sim Seth. Georgia Smiths.
Yeah.
Rajvi Thakur.
Yeah.
Vera, yeah.
Okay, well, we're not voting on anything, so. And David's here now.
Oh, he's here. Great. Thank you. 12.
Ooh, torn. Are you voting, Denver?
Yeah.
Okay, when did you
feel yourself voting? Oh, you just nominated yourself for voting.
Yeah. It was the appointment 2 weeks ago alongside with me. Mm-hmm. It was us three and a bunch of other people, too.
Okay, yeah. It might not have gotten quite updated yet. We'll make sure that happens. Okay, are there any late additions to the agenda? Okay, we'll move on to approval of the October 2nd, 2023 minutes. Are there any changes or questions to the minutes? Do we have the minutes, Jessica?
I was just wondering.
October 2nd
is what.
All right, we can approve them at the next meeting.
All right. Yeah.
We'll just skip over that for now. To introduce the business of the day, we were supposed to have two different presentations, one from Careers Beyond Academia, which is part of the grad school, and also from President Pollack, but both unfortunately had to postpone. So we should be having those later in the semester. So we no longer have any presentations today, but it should be a nice short meeting. At least we got some food. So our business of the day will be filling any of the open GPSA voting member positions or university committee positions. And then there are a couple of updates that I'll share in the open forum. But what I thought we could do in our breakout sessions would be to talk about, since President Pollack's visit and address and Q&A session will be later in the semester, perhaps discussing some topics or specific questions that we would like to ask her as a group, because we could probably, now that there's more time, send an additional questions document if we have any. So if people want to, I think we'll go by field this time into breakout sessions, life sciences, physical sciences, social sciences, and humanities, and then a master's group, and then maybe a professional students group. If we want to do that and then come back together at like 5:15 or a little bit after, let's do that. Life sciences, physical, social sciences, humanities, masters, and professional, maybe just combine the two. All right.
I'm a first year at the law school.
Nice. How do you like it?
It's just good.
And you're all in different years.
We're doing one this year.
You want a Johnson that and Boss have like a hot on Halloween.
Are y'all doing this for free?
No promise it'll happen by next time. Maybe by the next time.
Questions.
How does it work in like
what do you do?
Ocean, can we follow you? Maybe you want to
come in. And also,
And
yeah.
I mean, she came with me. I think she can figure out how to get arrested.
Like
a building.
Oh, sure. I still think you should run like try because you know, it hasn't been worth the whole thing. And like, A, I want to see friends from our and B, like, want to see,
although I
personally C, feel like that. She needed to give me more of a chance, which she didn't give me too much ego.
And that,
but after talking about it, and then immediately throw away the awards. So I was like, okay, it seems pretty cool. I actually saw her today as like, she's also on really talking about any previews. She is like in the role and stuff. We had a separate delegate when our previous people got it.
I'm on the side of it's hard for people to have like a lot of people. Well, I was like, if you were down in there.
Yeah,
we're just
with your idea.
I mean, I'm
not at
I'm really good at money management, but it also terrifies me because it gives like a lot of
if it's not your passion,
yeah,
then it also does.
Yeah.
It was just that if you were also going to be
right.
It would be
the blur. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's not your fault.
Right.
I don't know what other problems you guys have.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly. Anything that I want to ask the person is that like a like
a I feel like they're kind of The medical insurance is different for professionals and grad students. It's like grad students don't get what happens that professional students can get into our insurance plan in school. They were asking about that. Do you remember that one?
I don't know. I don't think of it because I know that that's like one of the few concerns that a few of us in the MPA program had when we were figuring out like finance. So,
yeah.
That will never not be scary to me. Like, the whole like suddenly like bring them down.
Right. Sounded like there was some good conversation. That's awesome. So if you guys came up with any specific questions or any topics that you want us to pass on to the president's office, if you want to email me with it or bring it up in the open forum at the end of the meeting, great. Okay, so moving on to the business of the day. The only business we have is our call to fill open GPSA voting member positions and university positions. So starting with the GPSA voting member positions, would anyone like to nominate themselves or
I just want to give clarification on like whether this list was updated because I could have sworn we filled up the biological sciences beginning of the three of us and
yes,
a few others.
I don't think it is updated from the last meeting.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I know that there are still some open.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think biological sciences was filled. And then I think at least one physical science or two were filled as well. But we'll see how many nominations we have.
We don't have the notes either.
Right. No, I just I messaged Andy, but we do not have the meeting minutes.
Yeah, no, because I saw that on the email that was like sent out, so that's still having the old list, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, no.
I see on the voting list, there's two social sciences voting members, and I see two, the other one you were thinking about, physical.
We think that that voting list was not updated from the last meeting, Jessica, is what we're saying.
Oh,
I know that Andy got, and did you guys get the agenda for today and everything? So I can think like one thing got updated, but not the other.
Okay.
Sorry about that, everyone. We'll try to get that up to date, but there are definitely some positions still open. So depending on how many people are here, hopefully you can still do it. So is anyone here to nominate themselves or someone else for one of the open voting member positions? One. Okay, we definitely have two. Okay, I think we still have two.
Quick question. If I'm on a committee, can I also be a voting member? Or are they exclusive?
No, you can totally be a voting member.
You're a voting member as well, then.
Okay. And then what fields are you on?
I'm in law.
Law. Okay, so you would be. Right, they're open to anything.
Oh, they're open to anything.
Yeah, okay. Opportunities for the semester.
Law is basically physical science.
Or like a social science.
Oh, that too, I guess. Okay. Oh, that's an actual social science.
And which is also I believe we still have.
It's a social construct.
Yeah, I believe we still have three positions available, even if these are not updated. So I don't know. Should we do a introduce yourself or? Unanimously.
Maybe do an introduction.
Okay. Yeah, if you could do a brief introduction about why you're interested in being involved in GPSA, and then we'll vote you in. We'll start over here.
Sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Nick. I am a first-year grad student in the business department. In undergrad, I spent quite a bit of my time actually working in government-type things, specifically student government, and I did a lot of work specifically in bylaw reformation and institutional efficiency, hoping to do some work with Annika on the operations committee on that front, and I'd love to join. Thank you.
Thanks.
Colin? Hello, my name is Saman. I'm a second year VME student. In my undergraduate, I worked with the VME UT Island Project, where I was in my undergraduate for 2 years, 1 year as treasurer, the next year as a class president. It's quite a mission that led a lot to them. There's a lot more undergraduate students who joined the research labs and staff lab and help recruit up to like 25 students to join the labs. And here now I'm still treasurer for the UNE regular chapter. And now I'd like to help bring diversity to the program.
Hi everyone, my name is Anurag, but I go by Anim. I'm a first year at the law school. As an undergrad, I graduated in 2021. I was heavily involved with student government. I was student body president within my faculty at King's College London. And so I want to be part of GPSA, already a committee member, want to become a voting member as well. And yeah, looking forward to be involved.
Awesome. All right, so we'll do two physical sciences and one arts and humanities. We'll have the law representative of the arts and humanities.
Yeah.
All right. Is there any objection to unanimously approving these three fine folks to be voting members? Please raise your placard.
Oh, wait, you said
objection. Any objection?
Very, very down.
No? All right. Congrats. You are now voting members.
Net IDs.
We want net IDs to update everything.
NGAB?
No, NJB.
Okay, and
JB numbers again. 2, 4, 6. AEG 246.
AEG 246.
Oh,
oh,
those
numbers.
AK 2542.
Great, thank you. All right. Awesome job, folks. I think we're almost full on voting members. That's great. excitement. All right. I guess I will have a call to fill any of the Open University committee positions. Anyone wanted to nominate themselves or someone else for one of those committees? Yeah.
Can I get a clarification on the graduate school general committee again?
Yes, we have Dean Bohr.
Would you be able to give a short overview?
Yes. So the general committee is the body that has legislative and other responsibility for running the graduate school. It has representatives from the four main areas, social sciences, humanities, life sciences, and physical sciences. So elected members from those and two graduate students. This is a very important committee that reviews all newly proposed degree programs that are coming in from the university and also evaluates people who are being nominated for field membership across the university and discusses their preparation to advise graduate students. And so in addition, it is also responsible for maintaining the code of legislation that that dictates how the graduate school operates. And so it's a really important committee with regard to having oversight for the entire graduate school.
And what day and time are those meetings?
We poll the members and then work to make sure that everybody can make it, which means it's during the day.
Okay.
And they're by Zoom.
Okay. Let me nominate myself.
Okay, great. Yeah.
We also have another nomination for a voting member position off of Zoom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They messaged back.
Okay. I'm not sure on the number of open positions left.
Okay.
From last week. We could maybe ask them to, once we get everything cleared up, ask them to nominate themselves at the next meeting.
Okay. I'll make sure that that's.
General Assembly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would anyone else like to nominate themselves or someone else for a committee?
I would like to nominate Ava for the Graduate School General Committee as well.
Would anyone else like to nominate themselves or someone else for a general committee or a committee position?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, I'd like to nominate myself for Arts and Humanities, if it's still available.
We did just vote someone in to that position.
Tragic.
We are not sure how many voting member positions are still available because there was a clerical mistake in that the numbers weren't updated from the previous meeting. So
okay.
we would love to have you, but we need to double check the numbers. But if you want to come back to the next meeting, if there's still an open position, we would love for you to nominate yourself again.
No worries at all. It sounds good to me.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate your engagement and enthusiasm. Yes.
If there isn't another arts and humanities position or position open generally, and that person is a arts and humanities person, would it be possible to remove the other person? And because arts and humanities is currently pretty underrepresented here generally.
I mean, they should have four voting members. I guess it depends on.
I mean, from the actual fields that are in arts and humanities. Because,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, a law student is not an arts and humanities person.
How many roles were voted on last week when I was here? How many people got actually filled? Was it only the three of you?
I think it was 1, 2, 3, 4.
Four.
I want to say 5.
More of that.
Oh, yeah, same with five.
Okay.
Well, there should have been 10 open spots, but only 5 people, and then we have 3 today. So there should theoretically be 2 more spots. So I don't think it would be a problem if we also just voted.
Okay. And we might, yeah, rearrange
your
terminology.
Yeah. I don't think it should be a problem to vote. Because theoretically from this, which was correct 2 weeks ago, or two meetings ago, we had 10 open spots. And if 5 were filled last week and 3 just got filled, you should have a wiggle room too. We're going to get closed by filling this person, but I think we should be okay.
All right, let's do it. And we will do a little internal audit before the next meeting. If you just want to briefly introduce yourself, and then we will vote for that.
Hello. Yeah. So I am a Master's of Health Administration candidate, currently on my second year. I've spent some time. I did my undergraduate actually in psychology and political science. I've found myself kind of leaning toward arts and humanities. I've taken a few courses in the HAADM kind of field, and then also mixed around in a few of the arts fields as well, and would love to represent the program.
Kiesner, sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. Could you also let me know your net ID?
Yes, it's KAJ223, and it's Kiesner. No worries.
Yeah, not exactly fully arts and humanities, but you know, we are at this point, we're just filling positions. So as long as we have people who are interested and engaged, are there any objections to unanimously voting in Kiesner as a new voting member? No? All right. Congrats. We will add you, and we will let you guys know what feudal areas you're representing, but you'll be voting on everything. So just come to the meetings, and that'll be good. All right, so it looks like we have 2 people who are nominated for the Graduate School General Committee. Those are very strict numbers, right? Okay. All right.
And Georgia's currently.
Yeah. All right, so we will do a little runoff. Do you guys want to do a...
do you want to give a...
talk about yourselves and everything?
Sure. Would you like to start?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm going to do it sitting. So I ran for my position 4 weeks ago now for this committee, this assembly. I appreciate that friend Jesse here has suggested me for the committee. I would really love to represent graduate students, or master's students, technically, on this committee. I think that in any institution with an ever-changing world, as we know, there can be improvements. I think we each individually have different things that we would like to change. And honestly, for the most part, I think most things are doable. And at the end of the day, I would love to represent the student body in this way. I believe that making effective change is really what can dictate the success of a group or a person, an individual or an institution. And so that's something that I would really like to do. I think that the school has many great aspects to it, and I would love to just continue to help us move forward and be successful as both an institution and just in general represent this group in this committee. So please consider me, and I appreciate the nomination. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to double check. Are both of you actually under the graduate school? You're not in a professional master's program?
Well, I believe we are, because we had to go to the orientation with the grad school and everything as well.
Okay. I just wanted to double check that. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I guess I'll do it sitting as well. Hello, Ocean here. I think I'll start off by just being for real with everything. I don't think whoever you vote with, I think you can't go wrong with either of us. We're both like really passionate about representing graduate student voices and everything. Both of us already have student government experiences and everything. So you can't go wrong with anything whatsoever. I personally would like to come into the grad school general committee, mainly because I do love interacting with other people. I do love being able to like just hear more about what other people are saying and just share those voices and stuff. And I'm also really passionate when it comes to inclusivity, diversity, equity, and accessibility. In my master's public health program, I'm part of the graduate students in public health committee and stuff. And that's one of the things that we're trying to like include more to make it more accessible, especially for people of color, so they can do well within the programs and stuff. And that's pretty much my main focus with what I'm currently doing right now. And also when I go into like the economy, I guess. I think that's some of the things I'm really passionate about. And I do have a lot of experience with working alongside with or communicating with higher administration folks in my past 3-4 years in student government. And I do feel like that a lot of the skills that I have developed for many years can be transferable to here as well. Also, I just really like people. I love being involved. I think you've seen me be vocal about a lot of things here and there. And I do want to continue doing that. Not just only for myself, but for all my peers as well, and being sure that their voices can be brought into a table when they may not be able to have the opportunity.
Awesome. Thank you both. If people just want to, you should head on out. Everyone else, we're going to do write down either Ava or Ocean onto a piece of paper, and we'll pass it down. And
on Zoom, can you DM me your votes?
Yeah. DM Michelle. Either Ava or Ocean, or I guess abstain. But yeah, if you guys want to just tear a piece of paper or something and pass it on down to me, and this is on me voting.
Yeah.
And this is only if you're a voting member. Even if you were just voted in, then.
Yeah, sure.
I like the innovative paper chat. Ocean is all Ava, I think I can interpret all the different spellings.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I
see.
Can I
get
a face? Yeah.
So I think we're supposed to have 15 for now. Oh, but I think they're both voting, so it should be like 13-ish.
And there's also one in progress.
Okay. I'm usually abstain.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write down the votes that I got online. Because I don't know how it's gonna be with them.
I don't want my cookie.
And a little chocolate.
No, I chocolate.
What?
No.
How are you making it through grass before?
Coffee.
Oh, I read them on the little piece of paper. I wrote the online votes down on paper. That's my favorite here. There are only two online votes.
Oh, okay.
It was easy. Is it a time?
Seven.
No.
Oh. Damn. Can I vote? Did you vote?
I did vote, yeah.
Did everyone vote? There are only two online people who are voting them.
Let me double check. I got it from Right. Maria Minnelli is technically a voting. No, maybe she was last year.
I think it's just Bevin and Georgia.
Wait, who's the other person?
What's your vote?
And then if you added a new person, I'm sure about that.
You already got the third abstain. Helpful. Sorry. That wasn't perfect. Do I just do a hybrid?
I think so. I don't know what else to do.
Can they come back and like answer like any questions about their candidacy and then move on?
Yeah, we can do that.
Now ask away.
Does anyone have yet any questions?
Hi. So as per Dean Bohr's testimony today, I guess, she mentioned the importance of, making sure that potential faculty members are good advisors. What would you see as being good qualities for advisors of Cornell graduate students, and what would you want to make sure of in that role?
Okay, so good advisors in our respect, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. In our respect, I would just say that in general, I feel like the ones who are advising are the ones who are listening to all different aspects and all different schools, communities, and majors and or programs around, as well as listening to the things that are outside of those programs. Because at the end of the day, we can listen to what the programs have to say and all the individual things that are wrong, like you were talking about in the law school and in the vet school, like you were talking about earlier. And even in our program, Jesse, we were talking about outlet situations, like little things like that. But on top of that, it's things outside the program. It's talking about the international student struggle, like they were talking about with the outlets today. We're talking about adapters for outlets for international students. It's listening to those little things that have to do with inclusion, as well as equity and inclusivity. So that you can represent those people in an equitable manner in a committee like that, because that's what it's about. It's about hearing all the voices at the end of the day. So I would do that.
Can you rephrase the question again? Because I was kind of like lost in the answer as well, because it was like the bell's broken. I was like taken back. What was the question again?
So part of your responsibility of being on this committee is determining whether or not faculty members would be fit advisors to be graduate students. The question is, what do you find good qualities of a faculty member to look for being a good advisor from the graduate
qualities program? For a faculty or staff member to be a good advisor? Well, in an ideal world or an ideal institution, every faculty and staff would be a great advisor to any student, regardless of the different kind of majors and everything and stuff. Granted, professors and faculty and staff in a specific field may be better suited with giving advice with students who are in the same respective field and stuff. But ideally, faculty would be able to give advice amongst many different things, not just only in their academic pursuits and things that the students are experiencing and channeling on to other students, but also being able to open up a lot more opportunities for a lot of students overall. I can take a few examples within my MPH program. I have this one professor, her name's Lorraine. She's super sweet, and she talks a lot about a lot of the inequities that exist, especially when it comes to like the color and healthcare inequity and stuff. And she was talking about all of her research and everything in just day one of orientation. And that in itself resonated with me a lot because it showed that she really cared a lot about how she wanted to open up a lot more opportunities to make sure that people are more aware about what things are going on and connect students with many other things as well. I think it's also just a lot of the small things that come into play as well, not just only listening about what is it that students are getting concerns and rallying it up to a higher end of change, but also the faculty and staff giving the opportunity to share what they know, what worked for them, and help them grow within their careers and pursuits and everything as well. Being able to know how to further expand upon your own educational wealth and everything, but also your financial wealth and many other things as well. Especially within our current society, it's not just about like what you know, it's who you know. And with professors being able to help out address a lot of the inequities that exist within our current systems and everything, being able to connect with many different people so that we all can prosper. I think that makes a really good aspect of what a good advisor is. That's pretty much a good core. And all the other things that come into play will come forth so long as advisors are able to help out, faculty and staff are able to help out with bridging the gaps of opportunities. It's hard for a lot of people to do things on their own. And with faculty being able to help out with creating a bigger community, we'll all be able to do well. I hope I wasn't rambling.
Does anyone else have any specific questions they would like to ask the nominees? All right, I guess we'll have you guys go back out again and do another round of voting.
Hold on, I just need the water because.
Yeah. All right, same thing again, folks. Yeah, if your vote changed online, DM me your new vote. Well, I think we just did that. Well, we did get a change. People are going to change in opposite direction. We just need to expand that to more graduate students in credit. Missing of the Well, technically, one of these they didn't consent. And then I got the number of states. All right.
So technically,
we'll,
this
we'll
is
go
what actually got
done.
We'll
tell them that it was included with those and that they were qualified. Would one of you guys mind grabbing them back in? Someone has to. All right, it came down to one vote, guys. Ocean, you have been voted in to be on the general committee.
Thank you.
All right. I guess we will move on from that to the report of the officers and committee updates, executive committee.
Committee updates, we met today with the board, which was great. We were talking about ABSAM reform across the graduate school and also field handbooks and how we're trying to gather those and make them informative. In addition to this, I'm going to be changing the draft resolution from student assemblies in support of unionization efforts or GPSA. So if anyone wants to get involved with that, please let me know. I think that's everything.
Great.
Everything that comes to mind.
Operations, our person is not here today. Appropriations?
Not much.
All right. Communications is also not here today, but the communique went out this morning. You probably saw it, hopefully. Finance, mm-hmm. I don't think she is here. Student advocacy, not here. DISC, not here. Programming, not here.
Drew did something.
Oh, okay. I didn't think it was for this meeting. No. I gave it for the last meeting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, graduate school.
And so, as I've reported in the last two meetings, we've been focused on redoing admissions practices across the entire university. Now about 75% of the way there, we finished engineering today. So making progress.
Awesome. Okay, I have a couple of announcements as part of the open forum, and then if anyone else has anything. I have three things. One, there are two potential resolutions that I have been emailed about by other graduate students. And if anyone here has any interest in either of the issues, we could potentially, you know, connect that person who is interested in this issue with someone who's on GPSA. These include someone wanted to pass a resolution about opening up access again to a late hour shuttle bus on campus. I think there used to be one called the Big Red Shuttle that closed down or that stopped happening maybe during COVID, but hasn't been brought back. And they were interested in increasing shuttle access around campus, like on campus and, you know, closely outside of campus that wasn't TCAT specific at like late hours. So if anyone is interested in that, if you want to raise your hands or even, okay, great. And this could mean helping that person to like write up a resolution that we would present in the meetings, but we can give you example outlines for that and everything. So who would like to be involved in the late hour shuttle bus thing? Motion. Okay, and yeah, your guys' is net ideas.
SK. Yes, for San Francisco.
Oh, SK.
2783.
Okay, I will connect the three of you, unless anyone else. I'll connect the three of you with the person who sent the original email, and you can work with them on putting together a resolution, and we'll give you, I'll add some draft resolutions or some example resolutions that you guys can base that off on. And if you have any questions, I think both Michelle and Annika on the executive board have worked on a lot of resolutions and would be a good resource for any specific questions on wording. Sweet. Okay. And then the other one was about email burnout. People were saying that they're getting too many listserv emails, that it's like overwhelming their capacity to actually think about work or see important messages because there are so many listserv emails that they aren't able to opt out of. So, and apparently at their undergrad institution, there was an IT software that they were able to filter listserv emails so that they were only like based on keywords or like had their name in it or something that was like relevant to them to like filter that out. And they wanted to pass a resolution that encouraged Cornell or the grad school to opt into that type of thing. So if anyone agrees strongly with that issue or would be interested in following up with the person who raised this, let me know. Okay, the final thing is that I put a survey about Cornell Cinema in the communique this morning, and we got thus far 70 responses, which is pretty good for the communique, I will say, asking them about like if they've heard of Cornell Cinema, if they've been to an event at Cornell Cinema, they would want more summer events, and if they would support the GPSA using $10,000 out of our $90,000 reserve fund to fill the proposal that Cornell Cinema presented at a few weeks ago. And over 85% of people definitely or mildly support using the money in that way. And we also got some feedback on other ways that people were suggesting Cornell consider its reserve fund on, which is exciting. But I think based on those numbers, we will probably move forward with putting together a resolution to use $10,000 of our reserve fund to help Cornell Cinema get the equipment it needs to put on summer outdoor programming. But we do want to consider if there are any stipulations we want to have go along with that funding. So, you know, including like making a certain number of events be free for graduate students or something like that over the summer. This is graduate student funds that we would be using. So if anyone is interested in kind of coming up with those ideas, maybe even meeting with the Cornell Cinema director again, maybe the student organization that she already has set up, and then helping to work on the resolution, I would welcome that. I'll probably be moving forward with it, but if anyone else would like to join me. Yeah,
Ava.
Okay.
I don't know how many people you need.
I mean, whoever's interested.
I will be.
All right, sweet.
I'm enjoying it too.
Yeah. You're overcommitting yourself, Ocean.
I promise you, I'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Did anyone else have anything that they'd like to bring up in the open forum part of the meeting?
Short question.
Yeah.
So in how many
days do we need to do this?
Or is it like
when do we need to? Open ended. It can be anytime. If a person emailed is really rare to go, you could potentially present it at the next meeting if you wanted to. Or you know, it can be next semester. But usually you do want to have a fair amount of, or it can be helpful to have some data to back up your resolution, especially if it's like asking for a new or bringing back a resource or something like a shuttle bus.
Or potentially securing funding, at least speaking to people who could potentially secure funding. It's always a good way. Oftentimes when you ask the university to do things, a response back can be, we just don't have the bandwidth or the money or the resources to do these things. So you can show that on your end, you've gathered up some ability and that you just need the university to chip in a little bit, but that can be an easier way to get a yes.
Yeah. Because otherwise it could just be us sending a resolution. Thank you for sending that. So it can be, is there a transportation survey?
Grad school? I was going to, there are some data in the doctoral experience, the last data that were collected in that along those lines. So connecting with Anne Laughlin and graduate school, just to ask, what data do you have about graduate student transportation needs? I can't promise that I know it's not specific to the shuttle. Mm-hmm. But there would be comments about transportation.
I guess maybe planning for my email list because I have a draft one for teaching survey.
Yeah, and it might be like adding a survey to the communique first and then getting some feedback on like how many people want this, how many people like think that the TCAT late night bus service is enough, etc., so that we have some numbers to put in the resolution. So it's not like an immediate turnaround. It takes a little bit of legwork normally for this type of resolution, but it can be worth it to bring the issue to the university's attention. So
just as a point of information and stuff, was the Big Red Shuttle thing like exclusively for grad students, or was it open to like anyone?
I think it was just like to get around campus easily, but, you know, which would be helpful if you have to like park up in the B lot, but you're in the library studying down campus, but it's late at night and you just want to like get back up there.
No, I'm passionate about this, especially after last night. I was like walking in the rain at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Their Facebook says they were last updated in 2014. So I think this was definitely pre any of us.
Yeah. So I think this is something worth pursuing, but it'll probably take a little bit of time.
We got this.
Yeah.
Is CU Lift only for like students like have an injury or something that they need a ride for? Have you guys seen CU Lift?
I think that you can request it, but I don't think a lot of people know about it and also feel bad when it's just like only for you. To use it, yeah. I think, to like call for a whole thing. I feel like there's a barrier for that.
Except my undergrad, we had like Ubers, but it was like only for like the students to like call like after hours, like at night.
Yeah, I know if you don't feel safe, you can call the police to walk you home.
Okay. But also a lot of people don't feel safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, we could use these in the resolution as like, whereas CU Lift is not, you know, made for this purpose, whereas not everyone is comfortable with the calling the police to like escort them. We need a shuttle option, et cetera. So like we can use those as points of reasons why we need this service.
Mm-hmm.
Student run.
Free student run.
Free.
Interesting. Can we get more about their structure?
2014 though. It's like pre-COVID.
Yeah. But I'm excited for you guys to take this on. I'll kind of connect all of you, and we're here to support kind of the admin side of things. But yeah, if you guys put together a survey and stuff like that, we'll put it in the communique. Awesome. All right. Unless there's anything else, I will entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Motion to adjourn. Do I have a second? Woohoo! Good job, team. See you in a couple weeks.
Woo.